As Frodo is making his journey across Middle-earth, he has to keep the fact that he's carrying the Ring of Power a secret. Right? So as he and the other characters in the Fellowship are referring to the Ring, most of the time, they will call the Ring the Burden. Right? And they'll call the Ring the Burden, first of all, because it's literally a physical burden for Frodo. Right? The Ring of Power is this object of evil, and so the Ring itself is heavier than a normal ring would be. So already, when Frodo puts it on, it's already heavier. And then the closer and closer that Frodo gets to Mordor, the land of evil, the place where the ring was made, the heavier and heavier the ring actually becomes. So that when he's finally in Mordor, right, he wears the ring on a chain around his neck. When he's finally in Mordor, he's literally bent over because the ring is so heavy, it's dragging his body down to the ground. Right, so not only is it a physical burden for Frodo, it's also a psychological burden for him. Right? There is the constant temptation to Frodo to put on the ring and to claim that power for himself. The thing is, if Frodo puts on the ring, then Sauron, the bad guy, the enemy, he's going to see him. He's going to send his servants to where Frodo is. Frodo's going to get captured. Everything is lost. So Frodo can't put the ring on, but there is a constant temptation to Frodo to use the ring and to claim it as his own. And this becomes a huge psychological burden for Frodo, right? So that the longer that he carries the ring, the more and more his mind is just taken up with the thoughts of the ring. So that by the time that he is in Mordor, the only thing that is in his mind is the ring. And so it's both a physical burden and a psychological burden for Frodo. And the thing is, whenever somebody tries to reach out to help Frodo with this particular burden, Frodo pushes them away. Right? Because there's this possessive nature to the ring, right? So Frodo wants to claim it as his own. So when somebody offers to help, particularly his friend Samwise, right, Frodo pushes them away. No, the ring is my burden. It's mine, my own. And so Frodo carries this physical and psychological burden by himself, and it completely wipes him out. Right, so by the time that he gets to Mount Doom in Mordor, the place where he's trying to get to with the ring, he's got nothing left. Right? And he's literally like trying to crawl up the mountain, like drag himself up the mountain. But he's just got nothing left. And his friend Samwise, right, he sees this and his heart breaks for his friend. Right? As he sees his friend, Frodo, like trying to accomplish his quest, but he's been bearing this burden for so long that he's got nothing left. And Frodo gives out his strength, and then comes one of the most beautiful and poignant moments of The Lord of the Rings, whether it's the book or the movies that we're diving into. Take your pick, whichever one you're going to go for, right? It becomes one of the most beautiful moments, right? Cue the music, cue the tears. That when Sam, he looks down at his friend, and he takes Frodo in his arms, and he says, "I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you. I can't carry it for you, but I can carry you." Right? And then Sam, he takes Frodo up, he puts Frodo on his back, and he starts walking up Mount Doom with Frodo on his back, not carrying the ring, but carrying his friend. And Sam, in this particular moment, he becomes an image for all of us of Jesus the Good Shepherd. Right? That's why I talk about this. We'll get back to Sam in a moment. But first of all, I wonder how many of us, as we've lived out our lives, as the story of our lives has unfolded, I wonder how many of us have approached the burdens that we've ended up carrying in a similar way to Frodo. Right? That we've had the physical burdens that have come into our lives, whether it's sickness, disease, whatever it might be. We've got the psychological burdens that come into our lives, right? And change of careers, having to move, what family dynamics, whatever those psychological burdens can be. Maybe even it's the burden of sin. Right, that power of evil has got a claim over our lives, and we can't shake ourselves off from that power of evil over us. But whatever our burdens are, we feel like we have to carry the burden on our own. And that's the story that we've written for ourselves, that we carry this burden on our own. And when somebody offers to help us, right, to help us to bear this burden, we keep them at a distance. Right? Maybe not in the sense of Frodo, like we push them away, but we might actually do it out of a sense of concern for the other person. Right? We know the weight of this burden. We know the pain and the distress that it's causing us. And so we don't want this other person to have to share in this burden. And so we'll often come up with a narrative of, oh, I don't want to be a burden to you. I don't want to have to, I don't want you to have to worry about this. I don't want this to be a burden to you. I don't want to be a burden to you. And this, it can become out of a place of true concern and care for the other person, to want them to not have to take on this burden. At the same time, if this becomes our regular narrative, that, oh, I don't want to be a burden to you, then that actually keeps us from being loved. It keeps us from receiving the love of another person into the very spot where we are probably most longing to be loved, even if we don't put it in those terms. But we're most longing to be loved, to be held up in that particular place. But when we keep somebody at a distance from that, we keep ourselves from being loved. And we keep the burden simply to ourselves, and it ends up taxing us of all the strength that we've got. Enter Jesus, the Good Shepherd. Right, Jesus, whose image we can see in Sam taking up his friend. Jesus, he says, it's like, yes, there are burdens in your lives. Right? He sees the burdens in our lives, and his heart breaks for us as he sees us trying to bear these burdens on our own. His heart breaks for us. And so he'll enter into our lives, and he'll say, yes, you have burdens. Yes, we might be a burden, but you are a burden worth carrying. We are a burden worth carrying. Not only did Jesus the Good Shepherd say that, but he says, not only are we a burden worth carrying, we are a burden that I have found worthy to lay down my life for you. Right? To pour out my life so that you can have life, particularly in this part, in this place, where your life is being completely taken up. Right? It's everything else in you is being poured out in that place. So I will pour my life into that place. And then we have the image of the Good Shepherd, right? The most common image of the Good Shepherd is Jesus taking that lamb onto his shoulders, right? And this, of course, it's an adorable image, right? Because it's a lamb. How can you not have an adorable lamb, right, on your shoulders? So we can smile and have a little warm heart for that. But not only is it a cute image, it's a real image. Jesus longs to take us up onto his shoulders. And while the situation or the circumstances in our lives might not change, while Jesus might not carry it for us, he will carry us. He will pour out his life, lay down his life, so that we can still know that we are loved. So that story that we've written for ourselves, that I have to carry this burden by myself, now that story can change with Jesus the Good Shepherd laying down his life into our lives. So that I can know that I am still loved. That I am still here, that I'm still worthy of love. Even as I am poured out completely into whatever this is, I'm still worthy of love, for Jesus has found me worthy of this. That he has said that I am a burden worth carrying, that I am worthy of laying down his life for. And so when we invite Jesus into those places, into our lives, then Jesus gets to pour out his life into there. And then we get to know Jesus in a new way. We get to know his love for us in a way that we never would have known it had this burden not been taken up by him. By us not being taken up by Jesus, our Good Shepherd, precisely in this place where we are pouring out our lives completely. So we can invite Jesus, the Good Shepherd, to take us up onto his shoulders. He's not afraid to. He desires to. And Jesus, he'll take us up onto his shoulders most directly, right? He will do this. And oftentimes, too, he will send a Sam Gamgee into our lives. He'll send a brother or sister into our lives to be that one who they can't carry it for us, right? They might not be able to change the situation or the circumstances. It might not be like a St. Peter coming into our lives to heal us of whatever illness it was that St. Peter healed that other person of. But they will carry us. Right, that brother or sister can come into our lives and they can speak those words of encouragement, of support, of strength, of love, so that we can know that we are loved through this friend who's come not to carry it for us, but to carry us. And so if Jesus sends that brother or sister into our life, we can receive them there And we can allow them to take us up on our shoulders so that we can know we are loved. Yes, we have many burdens in our lives, right? But Jesus says that we are a burden worth carrying, that we are ones that he will lay down his life for so that we can find new life precisely in those places. So we can, and when we allow Jesus to take us up onto his shoulders, we find his life, his love, his mercy poured anew into our lives. The situation or circumstances might not change. Jesus might not carry it for us, but Jesus, our good shepherd, will carry us.